राधा श्री वासुदेव गौर भक्त बिंद श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोविंदा श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर नागदीप धाम की जगन्नपुरी धाम की न्यू रामनवती धाम की तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी रंगमय की आमनमय की श्याम भरी भक्त बिंद ग्लोरी संतो की ग्लोरी संतो की ग्लोरी श्री गौर रंगा परमानंदी Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are continuing verse 8. Hope nobody's bored with this sloka. But the purport, she broke it up, so we're doing the second part. But we'll chant the sloka because chanting slokas is always fun. Nunam Bhagavato Brahman.
Nunam Bhagavato Brahman.
Hare Adbhuta Kamana. Duvibhavyam ivabhati Kavibhishchapi cheshtitam Yunam Bhagavato Brahman Ariradbhuta Kamana Duvibhavyam ivabhati Kavibhishchapi cheshtitam Nunam Bhagavato Brahman Hare Rabhuta Kamana Tuvi Bhavyami Bhavati Tuvi Bhishchapi Cheshtitam
Nunam Bhagavato Brahman
Sufficient.
Still
insufficient. Bhagavato.
Bhagavato.
Of the personality of God.
Of personality.
Brahman. O learned Brahmana. Hare.
Hare.
Of the Lord.
Lord.
Adbhuta. Wonderful. Karmana. One who acts. Dorvi Bhavyam.
Inconceivable.
Eva. Like that. Abhati. Appears, Kavibhi, even by the highly learned.
Cha,
also, Api, in spite of, Cheshtitam, being endeavored for. O learned Brahmana, the transcendental activities of the Lord are all wonderful, and they appear inconceivable because even great endeavors by many learned scholars have still proved insufficient for understanding them. Okay. May purport Yesterday she read up to somewhere. Okay. I'll read the last page. The adaptability of an organism to different varieties of planets is described in Brahma Samhita as Vibhuti Binam. Each and every one of the innumerable planets within the universe is endowed. Yasya Prabha Pabhavato Dagadanda Chakrasti Dagadanda. That's up there? No. But Prabhupada's citing this Brahma Samhita verse, and Vibhuti Binam refers to various places, planets specifically. So Prabhupada has nicely cited this reference. Innumerable planets with a particular type of atmosphere, and the living beings are there are more perfectly advanced in science and psychology because of a better atmosphere. Vibhuti means specific powers, and Binam means variegated. Scientists who are attempting to explore outer space or trying to reach other planets by mechanical arrangements must know for certain that organisms adapted to the atmosphere of Earth cannot exist in the atmospheres of other planets. Easy journey to other planets. One has to prepare himself, therefore, to be transferred to different... so there's, if someone was just picking up this book, they probably might not understand Easy Journey to Other Planets, but there it is, referring to the book. So one has to prepare himself, therefore, to be transferred to a different planet after being relieved of the present body, as it is said in Bhagavad Gita, Yanti Deva Vrata Devam Pitin Yanti Pitri Vrataha Bhutani Yanti Bhute Ja Yanti Madhyajino Pimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings, and those who worship me will live with me. Maharaj Parikshit's statement regarding the workings of the creative energy of the Lord discloses that he knew everything of the process of creation. Why then did he ask Sukadeva Goswami for such information? Maharaj Parikshit, being a great emperor, a descendant of the Pandavas, and a great devotee of Lord Krishna, was quite able to know considerably about the creation of the world, but that much knowledge was not sufficient. He said, therefore, that even greatly learned scholars fail to know about that. Even after great effort, the Lord is unlimited, and his activities are also unfathomed. With a limited source of knowledge and with imperfect senses, any living being up to the standard of Brahmaji, the highest perfect living being within the universe, can never imagine knowing about the unlimited. We can know something of the unlimited when it is explained by the unlimited, as has been done by the Lord himself in the unique statements of Bhagavad Gita. And it can also be known to some extent from realized souls like Sukadeva Goswami, who learned it from Vyasadeva, a disciple of Narada, and thus the perfect knowledge can descend by the chain of disciplic succession only, and not by any form of experimental knowledge, old or modern. Om Agyana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Shivakaya Chakram Vitamdana Tasmaya Shri Gurave Namaha Mukhan Karoti Vachalam Bangalong Hete Garin Yakki Pata Mahambande Shri Gurun Dinatalam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nunam Bhagavato Brahman Narira Bhutakamana O learned Brahmana, the transcendental activities of the Lord are all wonderful and they appear inconceivable, because even great endeavors by many learned scholars have still proved insufficient for understanding them. Okay, so a nice thing here in this part of the purport is that Prabhupada is bringing out about Shukadeva, about Parikshit Maharaj especially, that he was a great devotee and he could know considerably about the creation of the world, but that was not, that much knowledge was not sufficient. Therefore, even greatly learned scholars failed to know about it, even after great effort. So this same thing was said many times. Right in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it was said, Muhyanti Asurayaha. Muhyanti Asura, even the great kavis like Brahmaji Kavi Bir, Vichesti Tham, they get bewildered over these activities. Similar thing that Bhishma was saying in his last statements while he was lying on the bed of arrows, speaking with the Pandavas and others, giving instructions described in the Mahabharata, it's a huge section. But in the Bhagavatam, there's the verse, Nahyashikarachid Rajam Puman Vedaviditi Yad Vijagasaya Yukta Muhyanti Kavayopihi. That many philosophers, all philosophers, speculators especially, but any philosopher, describe their Puman Vedaviditi after Yad Vijagasaya. Many inquiries. I wonder how this is, still they are bewildered. Muhyanti. So Prabhupada is also mentioning in the Gita where Krishna, he's the authority, and he's saying, Suragana, Munya, that even the rishis and the demigods, they cannot know me. Namevadu Suragana. They will not know me because in every respect I am the source of them. They cannot know me, I am the source of the demigods, the muni. Namevadu Suragana. Mayatatam. In many, when you see the Bhagavad Gita, practically there's many things that are said that are inconceivable in every chapter, at least directly or in describing the potency, the indescribable potencies. I am in that and I'm not in them. Entire philosophy is called Achincha Bhedabhe. That means Jiva Goswami has given this expression to Mahaprabhu's teachings. That Achincha Bhedabhe, there are many Dvaita Dvait, Vaishnava philosophy, Vashishta Dvait, four principle. So Jiva Goswami, empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Sanatan, fully, at least as we're concerned, fully grasping or understanding and synthesizing these Vaishnava philosophies, he has stated, and this is Mahaprabhu's teaching based on Bhagavad Gita, Mayatatam idam sarvam jagara vyakta mortin, avyakta. I am there by my non-manifest self. I am there and I'm not there. Pachame. Yogam Aishwaram. This is my Aishwarya, great opulence. Just see. They're in me, but I'm not in them. So how can we understand that? He's detached. Udasinavarasinam. He's Udasinava, detached, although he's doing this. Maya Dhyakshena Prakriti Suyati. A supervising, Dhyakshena refers to the eyes, Aksha. So he is supervising, seeing, and in the 13th chapter, Upadrusht Anumantacha. He's the permitter and the also the Upadrushta. He's overseeing everything that's going on. He's in the Sarvasya Chaham, in the heart, several places there in the Bhagavatam. Videsha Arjuna Tishtuti. And he's supervising what's going on, and whatever's going on, we have to get permission somehow or other, indirectly or directly. So the devotees, they want to get directly the permission to do anything. And they're working through. So another thing interesting is that Sukadeva Goswami, in, which his prayers are coming soon, and for some, many people, there's ecstatic. Sukadeva Goswami was obviously ecstatic. I was just seeing one memory. One of Prabhupada's godbrothers was speaking that he had spoken to one devotee who was obviously a little older, but he had met Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And when he met him, he came there to ask, just get association, to hear him, just to hear anything he would say. And he said, as soon as he came, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he started, his eyes started overflowing with tears and he started shivering in ecstasy. Just by this man asking something, oh, can you imagine? He was very humble. He said, please, Thakurji, speak something. So he said, oh, you have come to hear about Krishna. And he couldn't even speak after that. He just started shivering in ecstasy. His eyes were filling with tears, and he choked up. After a while, he started to speak something. But so this is the position of these personalities, Parikshit and Shukadev. Very, very, we have some idea, of course. We saw Prabhupada, we see great devotees. Sometimes we exhibit, uncontrollably, they exhibit some symptoms of ecstasy. So it's not a dry thing that, okay, we heard this shloka yesterday. We hear that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, he spoke for like 3 months on the first shloka. Janma dyasyato anvayaritaratas charatis babigyas. Nobody had their, they forgot their tape recorders, unfortunately, for us. But some notes were taken. But we can know it that he is capable to speak for 3 months in one verse. And this is the greatness. So when Sukadeva Goswami was, when he heard these questions in a few verses, we don't want to cheat, but he's asking these things up till verse 11. Then in 12, Sukadeva Goswami begins his prayers, which we could say is a very, very ecstatic point of the second canto. I would say we have the recording of Prabhupada chanting this prayers of Shukadeva Goswami, and I still remember how Drishtaketu, I was just coming into the building and he was coming out of the building across an LA temple, and he said, "Oh, Pushkar, I found a tape of Prabhupada." Just imagine, like, nobody even had, we didn't even have that. I mean, he recorded it, and no, it's just something that he would have treasure and just play immediately. Or so, but he discovered it. It had been made some couple years before. Prabhupada recorded these prayers. So then I said, whoa, you have to give me it. Actually, then it came out in the Golden Avatar. Prabhupada's chanting these prayers of Shukadeva Goswami on one side of the tape. Other side is he's chanting Kunti's prayers. Very ecstatic. I mean, we knew that even back in when Bhagavatams were first coming out, or at least when I came in 70, people would say, "Oh, Prabhupada said these prayers of Kunti Devi are important." And in those days, I remember very few people were memorizing all, but gradually memorizing. But then Shukadeva's prayers are there. Just with cartels, Prabhupada's accompanying himself. No big fanfare, no huge, 50-piece orchestra. No need. No need of that. Just Prabhupada's voice chanting. Namo parasmai purushaya bhuyase sarud bhavastana nirodali vihita shakti. So in his first prayer, then he says, Amtar bhavayana palakshiva. His ways are inconceivable. And Prabhupada, when he's chanting each prayer, he goes back to the first one. He goes back once or twice, just to again, because he's so much absorbed in ecstasy of chanting that Bhagavatam. Antarbhavai anupalakshavatmane. That means he enters everyone inconceivably. His ways are inconceivable. Therefore, he says, Namo parasmai purushaya bhuya. He's full, he's complete, he's 100% utter expanding, Krishna. Parasmai purushaya bhuya. Udbhavastana naroda. And just as a side, just somehow or other, by his potency, sad udbhavastana naroda lilaya. This whole material manifestation, udbhavastana, maintenance, creation maintenance, Niroda, winding up, is going on. Just not even, just by a atava bahunaitena kim gatena tavarjuna vishtabhyahamidam krishnam ekangsena stito jagat. By ekangsena, by just a tiny fragment, all the universes are being maintained. He's expanding, we're hearing, chanting the Brahma Samhita every, these 5 days a week. Nice. And it's very, I mean, most of us are familiar with the prayers, Govinda Madhi Purusham, but just see that the Siddhanta there in the first 29 or 28 verses there. Sahastrapatakam. And it's all summarized there, that creation, how it's going on, by the glance. And tapas, perform your tapasya. Sidhir Bhavati, Yadashi, Yadashi, Yadashi. Sidhir Bhavati, Tadashi. By your tapasya, the more you perform your sadhana, the more you'll get the realization. Dharmananyan Parichaja. He says a similar thing like in the Gita. Oh, give up all other dharma prochita kaitavo. So there's a summary. Govinda Mahārāja, it's all going on by Govinda. Prabhupada's referencing in this purport also, Yashya Prabhupada Prabhavato, how things are going on by Govinda Mahārāja, tiny. Govinda's, even the sun mounting the wheel of time, Chakshiresha Savitagva Sakala Grahanam, Raja Samasta Solamukha. All these things, they show the immense, unlimited, inconceivable power of Krishna. So, Durvi Bhavyam, in this verse, this word is very nice too. Durvi Bhavyam, Rishabhdev says, Idam Shriram Mama Durvi Bhavyam. My body is inconceivable, transcendental. Mama Durvi. We know that Rishabhdev's body was. although he was acting like Avadut Brahma, and nobody could understand who is, but his body is inconceivable. This was in his instructions to his sons, Mamadut, Mamad, Hriday, Prishto. From this front side, we hear in the Bhagavatam, from the front, Dharma, Pratista, what is it, Priste. Dakshinata. From the front side, his dharma is coming. From the back side, adharma. Adharma prishtato. So many things about this transcendental body of Krishna. So, yam shamasundam achintya guna surupam. Shamasundar's body is also inconceivable, but at the same time, the devotees are conceiving it. Yad yad diyad. Brahmaji says, yad yad diyad. Whatever conception you have, he will reciprocate with that. Yad yad yat urugaya. Urugaya. Tat tat vipu pranayase sadanurugaya. His mercy, he reciprocates. And he's doing that simultaneously with every living entity. Devatiryan naradishu. Whether in the body of a fish, a bird, demigod, human. And then again, he appears. In Prahlad's prayers, he says, Chana kalo yadabhavstrigo. Although he's appearing in all these different species of life, still in Kali Yuga he appears, but he's hidden. Chana kalo yadabhavstrigo. He's appearing as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's also, as the word here is used, here in this verse also, Adbhuta karma. Adbhuta. Adbhuta means totally amazing. Tavakara kamala vare nakam. Adbhuta singa. That's an amazing thing too. That wonderful. How is it amazing? Well, first of all, that Narsingadev, he has his lotus hand, Tavakara kamala, it's lotus. At the same time, he has these sharp nails. So, and he's destroying persons like Haranikashipu, Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakam, Adbhuta Shina. What's the rest of it? Huh? Dalita Haranikashipu. He cuts him. Dalita Haranikashipu. Tanu Bringam, just like an insect. Tanu Bringam. He's just bifurcated. Of course, we don't go around tearing up bugs, at least the Vaishnavas don't. If you're in the position of Haranikashipu, you may get torn up by Narasimhadev. But the devotees are also praying that he will use those nails. Vajranaka, Vajradangstra Kama Asham, all our mundane desires will be ripped to shreds. Prahlad Maharaj is also making that prayer. Vajranaka, your nails, Vajradangstra, your teeth, like Vajra means a thunderbolt. You know, sometimes we sit in our little mobile home or even any home And a big thunderbolt comes. Boom! It shakes your heart. Doesn't matter what kind of building you're in. You could have a very big mansion or outside, wherever. But when the thunderbolt comes, you know it's serious business. I was reading recently that they say, the scientists, that the lightning, flaming light, the core of the earth, especially, they say the core of the earth is as hot as the sun. You know, they seem to say that. What they know, we don't know. Let them go there. They can drill down only so far. So these things are inconceivable. Adbhuta, seeing them. And another time, Adbhuta means that Mahaprabhu's pastimes are also very wonderful. Adbhuta, the Prabodhananda Saraswati has one verse, one prayer where he's, Mama sadhana kote opi, although I am performing so many, koti means millions of sadhanas, and many people are performing different sadhanas, still, without the mercy of Mahaprabhu, he says, karomi, sharanam karomi, without taking shelter of Mahaprabhu, then it is like putting your seeds into the desert, my heart. He says, Prabodhananda Saraswati, my heart is like a desert. But Mahaprabhu's mercy is inconceivable, wonderful. And he's begging, praying, when will that... Man, you have to understand that we have to understand that this Prabodhananda Saraswati, when he saw Mahaprabhu when he came to India, when he came to South India in Sri Ranga, for 4 months he would see him all the time. Still, he's begging like that. That it's inconceivable. He did very wonderful poetics how he describes Mahaprabhu, Leelas. That, in fact, he becomes so ecstatic. He says, "What good did the human race, did the world ever have just because there was Varaha picked the earth up out of the Garbhadak ocean? That's no big deal. All these great avatars that were really interested in the inconceivable mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that's also." Describing our Chaitanya Charita Amrita. The character, Charita Amrita. Amrita means it's immortal nectar. The character of Mahaprabhu is immortal. We want to see the activities, how these leelas are playing out, the spiritual. Then they're recorded there. First by our Vrindavan Das Thakur and our Kaviraj Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they're all describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he'll tear out these elephantine material desires. So although we're very tiny, we have very big these desires. So another time in our prayers of Sukadeva Goswami, he describes Adhikar to understand Krishna. Tapasvino Dhanapara. He eliminates so many persons. He says, Tapasvino Dhanapara Yasasvino. Tapasvino, those who do great tapasya, that's okay. You can do great tapasya. Tapasvino Dhanapara, those who give dana means great charity. There's many rich persons throughout the world. They give out big charity. They have much, billions of dollars. And they give it out. Dana parai sas manasvino mantra vidasu manala. Many persons who have chant mantras. We're not talking about such mundane persons, but even persons who chant mantra do very pious activity. Manasvino dana parai sasvino. Kshemam navindanti binayar arpanam. But without offering it to the Supreme Personality of God, then he said this. Has no effect. This is Sukadeva Goswami. Prabhupada would quote one verse, Aradito yari haresh tapasa tatova. What is it? Aradito yari haresh tapasa tata kim. Those who worship your worship, Aradito yari haresh tapasa. If you don't worship Krishna, Hari, then he said, you may do so much tapasya, but Kim, what is the use of it? Antabahis yarihare tapasatati. If even Narada, Nantabahis, if you don't see Krishna within and without, and Krishna says in Gita, I am within and without, Dorastam Chanti Kechata. I am subtle. Sukshmanam apyaham jiva. Of subtle things I am the jiva. Anurniyang samanusmarajaha. Krishna gives some idea how to meditate on the Supreme Person. Kavim Puranam, but the word Kavi is given here, but Krishna is the supreme Kavi, wise, learned, genius, of the beyond, how can we even describe? He's the oldest. Kavim Puranam Anushashitaram. He controls everything. So in one verse of Bhagavad Gita, you can meditate for lifetimes. Kavim Puranam Anushashitaram Anuranyang Samanusmaraja. You should think like this, that he is the most learned person. He knows everybody. Ishvara. He's the Ishvara. Other insignificant persons, they're thinking, Ishvara Aham Mahambo. I am very powerful. No. You are not powerful. You are very insignificant. Nothing. Very Sejeev Char. Abominable, in fact, Kaviraj Goswami says. Those who are Krishna Bhakta say Baro. They're great. But those who are not, then they're Sejeev Char. They are very insignificant, degraded. But the devotees, the great devotees, even like Kaviraj Goswami, he's thinking, Jagai hoite mui se popi. I'm more sinful than Jagai. Anyone who takes my name then, without that humility, like Kaviraj Goswami is exhibiting, like Rupa Goswami, they exhibited, then we cannot understand. Because we're thinking we are very great. No. Therefore, so many verses there. Kavim, Purana, Manashas, and only us from the Sarvasha Dattarma, Chincha. Still, Krishna says, I am a chincha. He says in the Gita, a chincha rupam, a ditjavarnam tamasa parastat. Brilliant like the sun. Therefore, when we do the Gayatri Mantra, we're enjoined to see the sun just rising because he's within the sun. And Narayana sahasri jasana sannivishta. He's in the sun, he's in the moon. Stavara Jangamadeki Nidekitara Morti, those who are advanced, Sarabhuteshu, Yapasya Desi Krishna everywhere. And Krishna says in the sixth chapter of the Gita, Yomam Pashati, Sarva Sarvam Chamai Pashati, Tashyaham Napanashyami. They who see me everywhere, I'm not lost to them, they're not lost to me. So the qualification Prabhupada would many times quote, Premanjana Charita. Just now we heard recently that Prabhupada was quoting that people often say, we couldn't show me God, but how your qualification is there to see God? That he's there, omnipresent, you cannot see. So for simple, those who are in the beginner stages, who are, then we have that second canon, first step in God realization. First thing you should understand, Bharyaneshate Prashnaku. These questions are wonderful. That Sukadeva Goswami was congratulating Pariksit Maharaj, that your questions are so amazing. Krito Loka Sumangala, because it's for Krito Loka Sumangala, it would the benefit. Krito Loka Sumangala. The entire universe, the whole world is benefited. Hitakamyaya. Not Jagata Ahitaha. 16th chapter describes demoniac mentality is that they want to do horrible, ugra karmana, horrible works meant to destroy the world. Now, everybody is not, of course, trying to destroy the world, every single person. But ultimately, Prabhupada said, Krishna's even predicting the nuclear weapons that they threaten. Oh, I will blow it. Recently, one gentleman in Russia, he said, I will blow up the entire, East Coast, with two or three of my bombs, I will destroy the entire, United States. So that's his mentality. And they let him be in charge. Like that. That's his mentality. Ahita. No benefit for anyone, only him. And they're intimidated, afraid of him. Something. Amazing. Such a lousy little rascal. But he's thinking, so he can push a button and kill so many people. That's, the devotees are just the opposite. And they're very forgiving. Dhira, dhira, jana, priya, priya, karo, nirmatsaro. The six Goswamis, dhira, dhira, they're liked by the adhira. Of course, the adhira is different degrees. So devotees are always merciful. Even to Lord Prahlad Maharaj, he said, I heard about this philosophy of enemies, and now I'm seeing it personally. Oh, I've heard there's such a thing as enemies. He wasn't seeing anyone as his enemy. Like Prabhupada said, the devotee or Krishna, they don't see anyone as enemy. Someone else may say, okay, he's my enemy. Those Hare Krishnas, they want to, they're preaching that killing animals no good. But I'm making all my money off killing animals. What's the harm? Therefore, they're my enemy. Or anyone else who... so this is... Atmaupam yena sarvatra. Krishna says, Arjuna, one who sees every living entity just as himself. He's giving all the symptoms of dvesha sarvabhutana. So Krishna's knowledge is also inconceivable. Karmanyekam tasya karmani. Mantrasya. Echo mantrasya tasya. Let there be one mantra. Hare Krishna mantra. Of course, we chant so many mantras, but echo Harinam maha mantra. Lal tu mi magi. Wake up. With the one mantra, we can wake up all those sleeping who have no idea about this great Etam vibhutam yogam cha mama yovitita sovikalpeni yogin. In the 10th chapter of the Gita. One who has some idea of my opulences. Etam yogam cha mama yogin. He does devotional service. So only by devotional service. And Mahaprabhu shows the example. Bhakta karo bhakti do bhakti vedya. Bhakta karo means he takes the form of a bhakta. Bhakta karo bhakti do. He gives bhakti. In that form, bhakta karo bhakti do bhakti vedya, and he can only be understood by bhakti. Bhakti mam abhijanati yavanyasta chasmitakrita vishite tadanantaram. So although he's inconceivable, jita jito, in Brahma's prayer, if you give up your struggle for gyan, mundane knowledge, gyane prasam udapashanamanteva udasya Gyane prasam udapasya. That means giving up all your attempt for mundane knowledge. Gyane prasam udapasya namanteva sanmukaritam bhavadiya bhartam. And just simply hear about Krishna, especially from a great personality. And directly in the Bhagavatam, you can hear. You'll understand Krishna not only you'll understand his body, mind, and words. With your body, mind, and words, you'll understand Krishna's body, mind. And jita jito piaisi taistri lokyam. Although he owns, controls, without even thinking about it, the three worlds, you can conquer Krishna by giving up your own speculative habit. Doya karaha vicha. You'll get the mercy, doya. Chamatkar, you'll get something adbhuta, something amazing. Chamatkar also means amazing, wonderful thing you'll get. Just by giving up speculating and just, the only way to do it is to take the shastras. Shastra vihitam gauram. Those who reject the shastra, they do many abominable. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. So these shastras directly emanating from Krishna and all the great Mahajans, just like Bhishma and Lord Shiva, they're always giving pure instructions about Krishna. Durvi Bhavyam, so it may be Durvi Bhavyam, it may be Adbhuta, Still, one can get some idea just by bhakti. Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhavid Grayam Indriya Sevan Mukehi Jivadal. Beginning jiva with the tongue. I remember in Henry Street, Prabhupada was giving lecture and he said, oh, people will be surprised to understand that self-realization is by speaking, because, or by chanting. Because in that, those days, especially the yoga, so many people doing hatha yoga and still. And nowadays they're incorporating kirtan. They understand this is dry, you know, just doing some position, some asana. It's not very enjoyable. You can get, Prabhupada said, good bile secretion. That means you'll get good, maybe you'll get some improved health, no question. But that's just your body. So, but we have to bring the mind. Jivado, seva muke. So that is the first seva. Shravanam, kirtanam, jnanam. Hiriya bhuta karmana. There's another verse later in the coming up. There's the same thing. Hiriya bhuta karmana. And one can perform the shravanam kirtanam. He'll get some idea about this adbhuta. So it's adbhuta, no question about it. It's durvibhavyam, but still. And kavis, the great kavi, kavio, after long, exhaustive inquiry, still they're bewildered. What is going on? So they come and go. The plan makers probably described it as mundane philosopher, religionist. Coming and going, but they get no pleasure in their life because they don't take to the Bhagavatam. Vidya Bhagavata Vadi. The ocean, unlimited knowledge is here in the Bhagavatam, simply in the Bhagavatam. Kimba Pararishvara Sadhyo Hridya Vruti. So bhakti will become established simply by taking Bhagavatam. Unmulanam. And the three afflictions, the miseries of this world will be uprooted. Tapatrayan unmulanam. How is it done? By tapena tapya lokena. Lord Shiva described about Lord Shiva and all the great personalities. Sarvo prayaso. Tapya loka tapena sarvo prayaso jana. Because the sadhus, they accept this tapasya, just like we just heard about these book distribution pastime. There was some tapasya, some devotees went out and they gave out even the calendar and then see what happened. There's two people initiating. So there's some tapasya, the voluntary tapasya. Otherwise, they're subject to the whips. Tapasvino, dana parahi, sasvino. Ready for the first hand is the man from Guyana. Every day what? Okay.
Well, within the
popcorn, was that working?
Different atmosphere.
Anything else?
Talking about some
He has unlimited eyes. In this, even in the 11th chapter of the Gita, right? What does it say? Adbhuta, use the word Adbhuta, Arjuna, when he's Divya Ganda Anulepanam Sarvascha Mayam Devam. He talks about you have so many heads, so many arms, and all these forms have garlands on them and they have wonderful fragrances. He was seeing all that. What's that verse? 10th chapter? Anyway, it's there. Bhutra uses the same word, Arjuna. He's seeing all these amazing things in the universal form. Damstra karlani chate mukani shustaiva kalana sanibani. Mouths devouring. All these soldiers are being devoured. All the devas, Kamalasana, he sees Brahma sitting on this lotus flower, this lotus seat. Garyase Brahmano Pyaritartre, you're so much greater than Brahma. Brahma, he says. So why Nandamaran, why shouldn't they bow to you? I can see this now. So this is an amazing thing. But still, he said, please get, it's pretty scary. Can you do something about this? Change the channel.
So you were saying without austerity it's difficult to understand
this austerity, tapyanti loka tapena, to do good for the loka tapena, the world that's suffering, not for themselves, not like Hiranyakashipu, not just practically everything is this type of misery. Just to get your college, high school degree, you have to do all this stupid homework, so many things. But to speak of become, get a doctorate, so many things. There's a lot of work goes into it. Or if you're doing physical labor, throwing trash can, digging ditch, this is all to possible.
So it's important.
If you walk in the street, go outside, it's 120 degrees some places. People are dying like flies. This is hot. Tapa means hot.
But we still hit in the road on Harinam,
That's a good one.
But at least a devotee should try to attend the programs and to
Prabhupada said we ask for Lord Brahma, Kalena Prahlad Maharaj's prayer, he says, Kalena Tiba Tapasa Pari Shuddha Bhava, that Lord Brahma Kalena, after a long time, Kalena Tiba Tapasa, he did heavy intense Tiba Tapasa. And what happened? Parishuddha Bhava, he became Shuddha, pure, by his tapasya, because he got this message directly from Krishna. He didn't do some nonsense, so he did actual tapasya and became pure. And Prabhupada says, so we're only asking for little tapasya. You wake up early, you go to the morning program. Without the morning program, you have no spiritual life. There's so many quotes.
Hare Krishna. On the one hand, Krishna is manifesting this material creation and through his agents maintaining it. But is his involvement in it through the Supersoul? Is the Supersoul the one who sanctions?
One who knows that I and the Supersoul are non-different. 6th chapter of the Gita, I think 29th verse or 31st. Ikshate. One who sees that I am the Supersoul. And Sukadeva's prayers, he has...
What's the rest of that statement? One who sees that I am the
Supersoul. He actually sees Sapasyati, Sapasyati. I forgot the last line. There's so many last lines. Any last line? Yeah? But Sukadeva's prayer in the second, third prayer... He says that the super soul, you are the super soul, you are the personification of religion, tapa mayo, you are the personification of tapasya, dharma mayo, tapa mayo, and the Vedas, they're the personification of the Vedas. So many things in those prayers are wonderful. Don't think it's wonderful that when Pariksit Maharaj was saved in the womb from the Brahmastra by Krishna directly, then the statement is there, Sarvas Chajamai. Don't think this is a Sarja. This is nothing, no big deal. It's not amazing. For Krishna it's not, but for us. Don't think this is an amazing thing.
I was thinking how often, you know, Krishna is great and he's the creator of everything, but you know, people often have huge yajnas, you know, sacrifices, which is, you know, one kind of austerity that people perform, but devotees tend to, you know, devotees are simple and they tend to just want to serve Krishna in a simple, intimate way, you know, by giving him food or dressing him, chanting his holy name. Like, I remember that Prabhupada said one woman who was just going to the Ganga every day, getting water, bringing it back.
She was going to Jamuna.
Oh, Jamuna.
I saw where she was sleeping in a little, when you go into Radha Damodar Mandir, there's a little, just enough for one old lady to sleep. I don't know if they still, maybe the Chokidar stays there sometimes. But she was staying in there and going to the Jamuna.
Yeah, but Prabhupada said she was going to go back to Ganga for doing that simple service. So how, you know, simplicity. That's
why we have that verse, Pyasi Tais Trilokyam. You can conquer. He who is conqueror controls the three worlds is simply by hearing and chanting. Tanuvan Manobir. Tanu means the body, van, the words, and man, the mind. Avana Manasa Gotra, he's beyond the time, beyond your mind. Prakrita Vastu Nagochar. The material energy has no way to enter into the spiritual. A Prakrita Vastu Nahi Prakrita Gochar cannot enter. So, yeah, of course she can do that. She doesn't have to be a big pundit. Who knows? I mean, maybe she was hearing Bhagavatam every day. I'm sure she was hearing because she lived in Radha Damodar. She wasn't just living on, you know, Times Square. Or although you could probably live on Times Square if you're very advanced. We don't recommend. Yeah.
Where do we get that recording stuff of singing?
Oh, that's, I don't think I cannot had it.
It's not on the archives.
I know, well, luckily we salvaged it from oblivion, but I'm sure you could have found a tape, but Jonathan had a tape, Sunika when she was still here, then, but then I think he has it, he'll send it, because I lost the track of it, I have it on my computer. You ask him, please send me that.
What? Which tape?
No, Prabhupada chanting the Shukadeva's prayers.
These prayers that are coming up, I've heard it before, but
yeah, we should play it. I don't know, maybe he has it now. I think he has it, he sent it to me. He just,
it's not online.
Not online, but he has it. He has it.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the nice class. My question is on the similar lines. Is there a recording or is there a, what verses consist of Shukadev Goswami's prayers?
From 12 to 25? Or right now I'll show you 12 through. Prabhupada didn't chant. He chanted. Yeah, he chanted all. I think almost all, maybe one. He left. So it goes up to 20. The whole chapter. This chapter goes up to 25. Right. So the last verse is not a prayer. But the 24th is, so 12 through 24, how many is that, 13? Or? Huh? But I don't think on the recording he did that last 24th. He did, yeah, He didn't do 24, he does up to 23.
Thank you.
Okay, over there, Mike.
Yes, I used to have a cassette tape of the prayers of Sukadeva Goswami, and then after that, my husband was trying to find it, and it was a hard time to find, but finally he found it. And
he found the recording?
Yeah. I think I have it in SoundCloud or something.
Somebody might have posted it somewhere. Yeah,
he did. It took him a long time. But if somebody wants, I'll ask him to send it again to me.
Send it to this fellow, Mitra Sena, here.
Mitra Sena. Okay, I'll ask him to send it again. Yeah, he did find it.
He can post it on the Lachua website. Because we're doing it, so it's appropriate.
Where would he post it?
Then everyone could hear it.
Okay.
How did you post it, she said?
Huh?
Oh,
I don't know if she knows how. Nandini Kishori knows all these things. Anyone else? Actually, we hear Prabhupada chanting the prayers, then, wow. No need for anything else.
Any idea when he chanted those?
I know it was before 75. No, not 1966. It'd be hard to trace out.
Yeah.
Govindadas, he did a lot of like Guru Das recorded Prabhupada chanting Bhagavad Gita. So we only have Prabhupada chanting Bhagavad Gita up to 1129, and that's not even finished, the whole sloka. So I asked Guru Das, because I heard that he was there, and he recorded it. And he said, yeah, I was there, he did the whole Gita. And I'm like, no, we don't have it. He goes, but if you know Guru Das, doesn't really know, the whole Gita but himself, so no harm to say he admitted it. But I said, but you don't know the whole Gita, you don't know. He said, but I thought he did it. He didn't know. In other words, that's as far as it'll go. So it's all we have, but it's good. 1129 is good. Then you can just speculate on the rest. Make up the rest of the Gita. We know there's 700 shlokas, so we went up to there. Let's just see now, how many other chapters could there have been? We make it up as we go. Anything else? All right, Hare Krishna.